California heavily regulates barbers, cosmetologists, and estheticians, people who do hair, makeup, and nails. A state board is changing a strict rule about where they can work that you may not even know exists. Capital Public Radio's Ben Bradford reports the debate over this rule involves beauty schools, tech companies, and supercuts.
If you're a bride and you have a hairstylist or a makeup artist come to you on your wedding day, they're breaking state law. If Edward Scissorhands from the classic Tim Burton film wanted to win over a village in California by cutting neighbors' hair in the backyard... Nope. With few exceptions, the state requires barbers and cosmetologists to restrict their work to salons. But even state regulators acknowledge this isn't practical.
We all know it's been common forever that brides are getting their hair and makeup done.
Kathy Underwood is the executive officer of the State Board of Barbering and Cosmetology. The board is creating a permit that allows freelancers and stylists to travel. Not because those people lobbied for it. No, tech companies want to expand in the state. Think like an Uber for personal hair care stylists.
We want to be legal. We want to be meeting all of the standards and all of the regulations.
Miley Pacheco founded Be Glammed and testified to the board. But beauty schools and salon chains like Supercuts want to restrict any permits. When it votes next month, the board could require that barbers and cosmetologists work in salons for 2 years before they can even apply for one. At State Capitol, I'm Ben Bradford.